Hey, good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. KX93.5. This is Ed in the morning. And just a quick reminder that this is the last full day that members only can purchase tickets to the KXmas Spectacular with Nancy Wilson of Heart. And that gives you a jump on the rest of the world. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., tickets go on sale to the general public. And then, you know, all hell breaks loose after that. So if you're a member, don't get left out in the cold, man. Pick up your ticket today. It's now time for Big Band Theory. And Big Band Theory is something that takes you through the evolution of either an individual performer, it doesn't necessarily have to be a band, or a band. And today I've chosen Survivors, man. This band, the fact that they've put out an album just a couple of months ago and are working on a new album is just a story of survival, all right? I'm talking about Stone Temple Pilots. They're an American rock band. They're originally from San Diego, right up the road. Originally consisted of Scott Weiland, brothers Dean and Robert DeLeo, Eric Kretz. And from 1989, its lineup remained unchanged until they fired Weiland in February of 2013. Linkin Park vocalist Chester Bennington joined the band in May of 2013. In November of 15, Bennington left the band to focus solely on Linkin Park. On December 3rd of that year, 2015, Weiland was found dead on his tour bus before a performance with his band at the time, The Wildabouts. In 2016, the band launched an online audition for a new lead vocalist. And the following year, in July of 2017, Bennington was found dead at his home. So just a tragic line going through this band. His death was ruled as a suicide by hanging. On November 14th, 2017, Jeff Gutt became the new singer of the band. So quite a story with this band. And again, highs and lows. You'd think this band would have dissolved by 2015, you know, but they just keep marching on. While initially rising to fame as part of the grunge movement in the early 90s, the band expressed a variety of influences, including psychedelic rock, bossa nova, classic rock. The magic in Stone Temple Pilots was in the writing of the music, and it still is. I'm going to give you something from the past and something from the present. So today's Big Band Theory, enjoy Stone Temple Pilots.
Faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and lie some more. These conversations kill, falling faster in my.
Take her home, her dizzy head.
This morning's Big Band Theory, Stone Temple Pilots. That song is The Big Empty, off of the MTV Live Unplugged performance. You know, the band's sound has always been considered a blending of the alternative rock of the 80s and 90s with the hard rock sound of the 70s. And yeah, you could kind of hear that, but the band was known for making each of their records possess a really unique musical style, despite having that sonic blueprint of the band, as Robert DeLeo described. Stone Temple Pilots have also been described as alternative metal, and that's what I always describe them as, alternative metal, and kind of a neo-psychedelia type thing. Enough about terms, though. Let's get into them right now. Stone Temple Pilots currently on tour. How cool is that? They're co-headlining a tour with Bush and The Cult. And if you have a chance, catch them. If you've never seen them in concert, Stone Temple Pilots, a great show. Going to give you something called Guilty off of their brand new album. It's a couple of months old, off their 2018 release. Big Band Theory, Stone Temple Pilots, 2018.
Yeah.
That's today's Big Band Theory. Off of their new album, Stone Temple Pilots, and if you can catch them on tour, do so. They're currently touring with The Cult and Bush. And Stone Temple Pilots, again, a story of survival in rock and roll history. The fact that they're still making music and still touring is incredible. So that is today's Big Band Theory. We do Big Band Theory every single Thursday.